Nyandugulini Piper Tracker Radio Program. Nanan Udini Government Dango Wanganja Joda, Anangumandago, Balanu Government Dango, Jinguiardo.
This is the Paper Tracker Radio Show, the show that lets you know what's happening in South Australia's remote Ananor communities and tells you what government's saying and doing for Ananor.
We'd like to acknowledge that this program was made possible with the support from the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Find out more at cbf.org.au.
Wayanangajura Nyaragulani Anangulan's Paper Tracker Radio Show, Gangailu Majabrini Sue, Nyaway, Nyaringanyanganapa Shanga Gwari Sue.
Way Rose, Munuanangujuta. In today's program, we're going to be finding out about the Aboriginal Pathway Program, which is run by the University of South Australia.
Aboriginal Pathway Program go University of South Australia runamalani program nyangaja.
The Aboriginal Pathway Program is a free program that's open to Anangujuta, and it prepares students for studying at university.
Aboriginal Pathway Program nyangaja free program.
To find out more about the program, we're going to be talking with Tanya Wheeler, who's the program director at the UniSA College, and also to Lorraine Garay, who's a graduate of the program.
Gabriel Dugulini, the Aboriginal Pathway Program. Munolawanga ni Tanya Wheeler, Baloro Banya Program Director, UniSA College Muro. Muno Lorraine Garay, Baloro Graduate Program Nyanga.
Tanya, welcome to the Anangulan's Paper Tracker Radio Show, and thank you for joining us again today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tanya, nganana walgurni nyondunya kuari, Anangulan's Paper Tracker ngo, nganana nya jagoljungu jago program go.
Now, Tanya, the Anangulan's Paper Tracker interviewed you, I think it was over a year ago. Mm-hmm. So would you like to remind us and give us an overview of the Aboriginal Pathway Program? Who set it up and why was it established?
Absolutely. The Aboriginal Pathway Program was established after community consultation in 2016, and it was set up by UniSA College, which is part of the University of South Australia. And it was designed for Aboriginal students to study as a community in their community.
Aboriginal Pathway Program community consultation in 2016. Aboriginal Pathway Program UniSA program.
It was really designed for students to move into higher education and to build the skills and confidence they need to go on into whatever undergraduate pathway program they chose. So UniSA College was established with that intention. The Aboriginal Pathway Program was designed specifically to meet the needs of Aboriginal students and learners.
Program nyangaja pakalingarno mono kulinjago vanya yalji yalji student jodango arno student jodango vanya mangunjago higher education. Mono kuleno yaji yaji balo jana jarba ko banya undergraduate program tomorrow. Chingo balo jana ngur kandan ko ko kujo kujo ba undergraduate program ta mono Aboriginal Pathway Program nyang aja jana design amalar no banya nintin jago student joda yaji yaji ko study balo nya balan jago university nga.
So, Tanya, where's the program located? Do you have different campuses or learning sites around South Australia? And could you say something about where the students come from?
Yes, so we have students from all over South Australia. We have a site at the campus in Adelaide at City West. We have a campus in Whyalla and Mount Gambier. And we have two study centres, one in Port Lincoln and one in Ceduna. And we also have students from the APY. So we have students studying from Indorgna, from Unabella, Bugajuk, and from Mimalik, and they are part of the Ceduna cohort. So they complete their studies in the APY lands, but they work with our Ceduna tutor, Michelle Anderson, via Zoom and online software.
or program ngana rana melani panya Adelaide campus ngoro panya West City campus mono ngana nya gulgulo study center ganya ni panya Waialala mono Mount Gambier study center ngara ni Port Lincoln da Sojourner la mono ngana pa student jota South Australia la ngoro panya nya ngora kujo bangoro mono nganana kanyi ni IPY students palorjana nganalanguru pukaja mono memele languru mono ya jungura nganyi Michelle Anderson ala paloro banya wakari nyi sejuna languru kanyara palanguru IPY student jarpanyi banya sejuna ko study center nguru mono nya wangkanyi banya computer anga mono Skype anga gululu ka Michelle to wangkanyi palola jana la computer anga wanum.
So, Tanya, could you tell us about some of the programs or the courses that are on offer to students?
There are 9 courses in the program, and they occur over 18 months. And each course has a skill that it's trying to develop, and all of those courses are really working towards being successful in the first year of undergraduate study.
Well, 9 courses ngarani mono. Nyangaja study nyangaja ngaranyi banya 18 months anga palyanjago student ango nenderenganyi muno pakaljingani skills development banya palorjana palyalta study palyal karenjago banya first year anga banya undergraduate program anga.
So some of the courses include building academic literacy, others include maths, others look at critical literacy or computing and digital skills. And we also have an Aboriginal Knowledges, Learning and Culture discipline-specific course and an environmental management course as well and an introduction to psychology course.
Kaya nindiringanyi banya academic literacy ko, mono maths gulugulo, computer mono digital literacy, nya gulugulo ngaranyi Aboriginal studies gulugulo, mono psychology, mono nya gulugulo environmental management kaya subject jotavala nenderengani nya pagalingo jago janamba university studies.
Tanya, you mentioned earlier about students being able to Skype or email with their tutors and I assume with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say a bit more about how the learning and the programs are delivered? Do students study on campus in a face-to-face setting? Or could you say a bit more about the online options?
Yes, so each of the courses has face-to-face intensives. So students study a maximum in the first year of 2 courses at a time, and they complete 6 courses in that first year.
Oaga student tango banya jungorengani mono courses nangaja palani Skype anga palo face-to-face kulugulungani banya jungoninanjago classroom dam. Mono 2 courses balojana balyal garenyi, mono 6 courses ngaranyi banya yiang kujonga.
In those courses, there are face-to-face classes that occur each week. Some are intensives of 2 days and others are 3 hours or 4 hours in a week.
Ka courses nyanga baloro banya face-to-face ngaranyi wiki kujonga, mono jingoro balojana jungurangani 2 days, banya pulka nindering kunjaku, kujubara 3 to 4 hours ngaranyi.
Every course has online resources and materials that students can access whenever they want to, and they can also arrange set times with Michelle to Skype and have that additional support as well.
Every course, but ganyini online materials, student ang kalpanjaku, computer ang alaranya kunjaku, mono kujubara balo jana ringa melani mono wanganyi Michelle ka baloro halpa yunganyi.
For students in the APY, we've been developing a relationship with TAFE lecturers on the lands. So there is also opportunity for students to meet with those lecturers and have some additional support as well.
Mono banya APY students nganana kwari malparenganyi banya TAFE lecturer jodanga balojana banya ngaranjago mono jingro student mukorengani alpaku balojana anani TAFE alaguru mono jabini alpa mankonjago ka support nera balongani.
So students who are registered in the program must spend some time away from home attending the courses and the classes. Where do they stay, and are there activities and social supports in place to make things easier for them when they're away from home?
It depends which study site the students are going to. So we can support students who live at a distance from a campus to come to their closest campus. And while they're there, we really work closely with students to arrange travel and accommodation that they're comfortable with and where they'll feel safe and supported and able to concentrate on their studies. While they're studying, we find that students are really focused on that and there's not a lot of time for socialising in the intensive deliveries. However, support is provided, certainly academically, by the teaching team. But all Aboriginal students at UniSA also have access to Warinka Student Services, which is our Aboriginal Student Engagement Unit, and they work very closely with students to ensure that they're supported additionally.
So what sort of workload should students expect? Roughly how many hours a week should students be prepared to focus on their studies?
In a non-intensive week, when they're not studying face-to-face for those 2 days, they could anticipate at least a half a day to a day, but it depends very much on each individual student, on their learning style, on their language skills, on their confidence as well. It's an individual thing for each person.
So once a student successfully completed the program, how does this equip them and help them with further options to study?
Each student gets a grade point average, which they can use for entry into any UniSA degree that they would like to go into. So the fundamental skills needed for any undergraduate program are covered in the Aboriginal pathway. So whether you choose to go into something like health science or law or visual art, then those core skills that you need and also the understanding of common university structures and what's required are really what's going to be solid within you to study. I've mentioned probably some common degrees there that people might be interested in, but there are so many options. And that's what we love about working with the students, to let them know about the different possibilities that perhaps people don't know about that are available. And also, some people come in with a certain idea of what they'd like to do and then change their minds and move into a totally different field.
So
now we're going to hear firsthand from Lorraine, who graduated from the program. Lorraine, welcome to the Anuulands Paper Checker Radio Show. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, thank you for having me today.
So,
Lorraine, you've graduated through the Aboriginal Pathway Program. Would you like to tell our listeners what made you decide to enrol in this program?
When I first came out of high school, I went straight to university as a school, Wiltshire, I went to Wiltshire, they did everything. So all I had to do was write an essay and go in there and have a meeting with the people. But I wasn't really confident enough to go to university. Like, it was really hard for me. I didn't have a tutor and I didn't understand what I had to do in class and stuff like that. I left uni, like ran away, and then years later, Michelle Anderson, who works at the Sojourner campus, she showed me about this new program that was coming up, and the next year, in 2017, I was really excited and interested to do it, so I applied for it and got in.
First time I was in high school, langa mono I was in Wiltshire. Kang I lo palangur mapal ko jarbango university nga palo wito wito ngo pangarangi ka palangur I lo panya Wiltshire langur ano esai uni koro mono meeting I lo kanyano palo I lo panya rapangarang juya ka jugo jugo when kimo la panya wito wito ngarangi nindering ko jago I lo chuta kanyan juya.
So you chatted with Michelle and you then enrolled in the program. Would you like to let us know what you enjoyed about the program? What was useful for you?
I like building academic success and critical thinking, because those were the subjects that really help you with university, like the assignments and stuff. That was really interesting and I liked that one.
Oangailo purgamula mukuringangi nindering gojaku mono panya palaningi panya academic success nyangabalonya program anga mono nindering yalji yaljingu pulga kulinjaku panya ara kujubajodaku critical thinking nyangaja purgamula kulinjaku ara winkito kangailo mukuringangi kulinjaku ara balaja mono nindering gojaku.
In my last year of this program, I got accepted into the academic student representatives, where students from Foundation Studies and the Aboriginal Pathways program from Sojourner and everywhere got to go to Adelaide and do workshopping with the other students, and that was fun and interesting.
Last year program anga ngailu application juno panya academic student rep ngaranjago monola panya foundation studying or mono pathway program or gulugulu student joda jungoringo mono traveling at Adelaide laguru mono workshop joda balaningi kangailo jarbangulta panya academic student rep ngaranjago.
So, Lorraine, in addition to doing the academic studies, it sounds like a whole lot of other things opened up for you and you got to have new and different experiences. Do you want to say a bit more about how being in the program changed your life or added to your life?
Yeah, being in the program has helped me gain more confidence academically as well as like personally. I find it easier to talk to people before I was like ashamed to talk to people. And it's helped me with job opportunities as well. Like I got offered a job with Monash University helping translate a piece of work into the Yirrkala and Okfali dialect.
Oh, when your program nyangangko ngainya conference pulga yongo palong ngai rabango jungurengangi mono nenderengangi banya academically mono nyagulo ngai lo waljango banya skills palonjana nya nenderengola pakaljingani mono ura kulugulo wangangi kujubujuranga anong kujubujuranga mono parent pakulgulo mono job opportunities malaringo mono ngai lo offer mano Wakarinjago Monash University, Gawano, Nya interpreting translation, Pagalingo Jago, Banya Yala Damono Oak Valley, Wankanka, Kulugulo, Ganyanga Valorjana, Nya opportunity, Pagarno, Banya skills, Yang Valorjana, Angelo, Nindirinkula, Pagarno, Pagalingano.
So, Lorraine, it sounds as a whole lot of exciting things have opened up for you from being involved in the program. What are the next steps for you?
I would just like to keep studying. It's hard right now because I work as a school attendance officer, picking up kids in the morning, and I had to drop one class, but now it's become a little bit easier. In the future, I would like to just keep studying. I just picture myself as an old lady with grey hair walking along to uni with my backpack and my grandkids and stuff.
That's fantastic.
Ngailo kulini panya kuranjo ro pulka study nyanga balonya palyal karinjago kwari jugo jugo jingro widu widu ngani panya ngailo akarinyi school attendance officer mono ngailo one class wandigaringo juno pego ngola mankola nenderingo jago mono ngailo picha kanyi ngai karanga jingro ngailo kongka jelbi parangama ngaigo nya pagali polere jara backpack jara wenki mono charbani university nga palongail mukurengani study nyanga ja palyan jago rawa mula
Lorraine, I can just see you going off to study with your backpack and your grey hair, all the kids admiring you. So what subjects are you studying at the moment?
I'm studying a Bachelor of Arts, Law, Policy and Politics. I'm studying right now, in my first study period, is Applied Linguistics, and that's really interesting. I just finished my assignment just today about metaphors and how there are so many different kinds of metaphors, so that's really interesting.
O angailo kuari nindiringani pampanya Bachelor of Arts ko mono ngailo study balani longa gulgulo policy mono politics mono ngailo kuari panya applied linguistics angka we are no nya assignment ka assignment nya ja nya ja metaphors mono ngailo nindiringo chuta mulang ani metaphor winki panya language angka aranyang balonjana nya oderengani.
So, Tanya, if people would like to know more about the Aboriginal Pathway Program or want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to make contact?
In the first instance, there's lots of information on the web. So, unisa.edu.au/APP.
Website, unisa.edu.au. /APP Angolanyawa website.
And there are contact details there for us here in Adelaide, and there's also the names of the regional tutors, so students can drop into those study centres and have a conversation as well.
Oaga contact detail jodo wengi ngaranyi banya Adelaide campus anka mono nya gulgulu information ngani banya regional campus mono tutor jodago banya regional centanka ka kalbara nyawa palwalonya.
So Tanya and Lorraine, in drawing to a close, are there any other things that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
So Lorraine did a completion ceremony speech here in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. All of our graduates each year come to Adelaide to receive their certificates and we celebrate together. And Lorraine made an amazing speech. Mm. But I think the most authentic component of that was that she said that she didn't do the program to move away from community. But she didn't do it to leave her community, but rather to go back and make it better.
Mm. I didn't join this program to get out of my community. I joined this program to go back and make it better. When you get where you're going, don't forget to turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
That's fantastic. That's such a nice message to put out there, Lorraine.
Oh, ngailo program nya anga jumorengo juwea banya nenderengo la community ngoro shifterengo jago mono ngora kujobo ngoro angola akarin jago ngailo jumorengo program anga banya malako kulban jago mono wiran man konjago ngaiko community.
Well, Lorraine and Tanya, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great hearing more about the Aboriginal Pathway Program and just fabulous to hear about your experiences on the program and what it's meant to you, Lorraine. So thanks for chatting with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having us again.
Oh, I'm going to Kujarango, Jarbango, Mono Wangangi telephone, Anga Gulgulu, Ananya Jackal Juno program, Yangako, Munla, good luck Wangani, Lorraine Kudu, Yondumba study, Palyalgarima, Mononganana, Tingor, Yondon Mula, Yako, Tingonyondo Doctor Kojojo Bangarango. Oh, Alla Jigalangan, but time of the Guare Wearingo, Yondo Jingo Mukurangani, Kulin Jaku, interview Nyanga Piago, Tanya Wheeland Jaramun or Lorraine Garay, Banya Aboriginal Pathway Program, Unia Sanguru, Yondo Angulongore la website Anga, papertracker.com.au. Oa, Palyana Mojuda.
You've been listening to the Paper Tracker Radio Show, a project of uniting communities. The show is produced at Radio Adelaide and heard out across Anangnul lands. For more information on the Paper Tracker project, this show, and most importantly, what's happening in Anangnul communities, visit our website at www.papertracker.com.au.